An angry and determined Mayor Parker laid down the law in a press conference heard live here earlier on KYW News Radio, heartbroken by the tragic shooting on Lemon Hill last night during the holiday weekend. She flanked by other city officials and let everyone know she is unapologetic about her priorities. And joining us live, she attended that press conference, KYW crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson. KJ?
Michelle, so what we know from city officials is basically this entire gathering kind of started at 6 o'clock. They say that the police were trying to kind of break up different groups. One gathered at Smith Playground right by there around 6 o'clock. They're breaking up groups. Again, they were trying to break up another group around 8:15. So police were in the park at the time. And then around 10:30 at night last night over in Lemon Hill, shooting, just about 21, they say, gunshots were heard out there. And what sounded like they said a switch, which is something that basically just makes a gun fire quicker, faster, essentially more efficient. And they say that there were 11 people shot in that, in just the chaos and the shooting. They range from the ages of 15 to 27 years old. We know that the two people that were killed, they have been identified. One is 23-year-old Amya Devlin. The other one is 21-year-old Mikhail Bowers. They were pronounced dead at the hospital. Police, kind of in this chaos, ended up scooping about half a dozen victims or so. The ambulances from the other hospitals also responded. And now police are really beginning their investigation. They were out there until about 1:30 this morning trying to collect all evidence that they could out there. There are really no surveillance videos that are really out there or anything. So they're going to be relying on social media posts and other avenues to collect all the evidence they can to find who they believe are three shooters that they're going to be looking for. The police, obviously this was a bigger concern, but there's different things going on even this weekend. There's the Roots picnic. There's going to be other activities. And so that was a lot of the topic of conversation, and the police saying that they're going to be developing a plan, but there will be more police officers out in that area in Fairmount Park over the next at least few weeks, if not longer. And in the meantime, they are asking for anybody who may know anything about this shooting last night, saw anything, to call in with a tip. You can call in there anonymously, 215-686-TIPS.